So Rook audiences know something is going to be dramatically different after being told to keep their phones out and on. They enter their seat information into the First Flight app, and it prompts them to use the phone's flash to help simulate a thunderstorm during the show. Spokeswoman Laura Silverman says the audience members' phones are also used to provide color background.
You don't so much get the experience from using the phone, but from other people using it. So when you look out into the audience and you see all these people holding up their phones, it's a really cool moment, and it actually does add to what's happening on stage. They've done a really nice job with it.
The Cirque du Soleil performance pushes the technology limit with its use of video projectors that transform this show inspired by James Cameron's Avatar from desert to flood to mountains. Video crew chief Sebastian Cuisineau sits in front of a bank of computers.
Basically, we have 40 projectors, and it's covering the whole entire seating area. Well, the lower bowl here, it's covering the whole ice, the trees, and the whole background there that you see. So basically, all the squares you see here is each video projectors.
And how many scenes are you having to project?
There's about 200 of them, yes.
Is that difficult to keep them like all in order and everything?
Actually, the difficult part was at the beginning to put them all in order. Now I just follow, they're all in a sequence.
And the projections really stand out, according to Silverman.
One is a river flowing down. That's really great. The first time I saw it, I was like, oh my God, it's amazing. And the other is a flood. And for that one, I've actually heard people in the audience be like, how do they get the water out so fast? So they do an incredible job.
Seven computers with 16 outputs each control the projection that's all 3D based. Cuisineau sees the stage in 3D and can move the video to wrap around 3D objects.
Which is very different from a normal show. Most shows are made in 2D and we adapt the content to a 3D shape. So this is actually the real thing. It's my first time working like this.
Cuisineau is tracking many objects, including the lights on the artist called Black Tracks. It tracks a beacon, in this case embedded in a costume, and sends in real time the positional information to lighting consoles and merges it with cues. Thomas Duchesne is the production manager.
It just opens the door to so much more effects. I believe that this is... And I believe it is the beginning of that technology. I believe that we're going to see in about 5 to 10 years really crazy show coming out with using that technology as good as what we're doing right now with what we have.
Taruk appeals not only to the Cirque crowd, but Avatar and sci-fi fans as well. As production manager Duchesne says, the bigger the challenge, the better.
I'm not a very panicky person. I was very excited. First, the challenge of doing a show on the Avatar world. I'm a fan as well. I've seen the movie. Yeah, like 95% of the planet did. And I was very excited to go and play in that world.
And he thinks shows will only get more technical.
You know, the same way James Cameron has pushed the envelope when Avatar came out, the movie, where he redefined the 3D, that it's no longer the blue and the green and red glasses that you put, and it's almost 3D. Now it's like genuine. The effects are working. They're working really well, it's a great beginning. we're morphing a 3D world that we create into reality, and that's something that I don't think anybody's done before. Everybody's wished that they could do it. And I think we're succeeding to a place where it is going to change the other shows.
Duchesne says the only thing the show doesn't have is a hologram, but the 3D shape formed by light might be next. Taruk opens in Cincinnati on Wednesday. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.